thousands of spawned-out salmon create an eerie sight on many Alaska riverbanks this time of year, Haines author Rosalie Lowen calls them zombie fish and brings us this Halloween story from the Chilkoot River.
It's Halloween on the Chilkoot, and there are zombies at the river. The mist creeps up off the water and hides the corpses, but the stink of them still rises up to meet me. The gulls are circling and screaming overhead, a soundtrack for a horror show. They land to peck at the dead. They eat the eyes first. They have grown fat from this morbid feasting, and when they turn their heads to look at me and hop closer, my heartbeat is suddenly loud in my ears. I am at the point of turning back when I sense movement in the shadowy woods behind me. I can almost make out the silhouette of a gigantic, hairy beast lurking beneath the trees. The dim sunshine percolates through branches and glints off something that makes me think of razor-sharp claws, each longer than my fingers. At that moment, a raven flies up suddenly from a branch, making a strange call that sounds almost like words. Is it a warning? It is perhaps best not to turn back. I drag my boat to the water while bones slip and crack beneath my boots. Casting off from shore, my keel grazes the bodies of the nearly dead, half floating, half swimming. These zombies stare up through the water at me, and their eyes, if they still have eyes, are an eerie bloody red. Some have only empty sockets. The birds have been too eager. When I row, my oars thud into half-rotten bodies and jar loose bits of flesh. Not far from shore, I sense that something is watching me. Something not human. I turn to look over my shoulder and catch a glimpse of a ghostly gray form with preternaturally large eyes slipping back into the dark waters, close enough so that silver rings lap at the side of my boat. It's only a seal, I tell myself, only a seal. But I row a little faster to the deeper shoals where my crab pot waits and the wheeling, crying birds circle lower around my boat. Trick or treat, come on out to the Chilkoot if you dare.